Hey there, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine, I'm your host, and today we are in episode 106.5, and I believe we are in chapter 19 in 1 Samuel. So welcome, and thank you for being here. Sorry, gotta get comfortable. I'm just saying thank you to everybody out there who's a longtime follower. If you're new to Leap of Faith Podcast, we welcome you to this journey that we've been on for now a little bit over two years. We are in our third season, according to Jeremiah, and we are reading through the Bible one chapter a day, 5 days a week. And I say we because Jeremiah is my co-host on Fridays. I do it 4 days by myself, and then we have a little bit more stuff we talk about. We talk about whatever pops into our head. Sometimes we call it the little things, and we try to come up with a subject. It never fails that we go off on tangents, and it ends up being an hour long sometimes. So sometimes it's shorter, we try to keep it under an hour, but it's always enjoyable, and but most of all, we are reading God's word into the world, and that's the point of this whole podcast. And so we are in the Old Testament. Now, we did start with the New Testament 2 years ago, so if you go back, you can start from the very beginning if you feel more comfortable with that. A lot of people do that, and but I got to tell you, this Old Testament is filled with amazing information, and it's a great way to get to know God and how things are done. And it's amazing to me, the history of the Israelites, and I just find it intriguing. So the more I read, the better I get to know God. That's the way I look at it. Anyway, so I'm not going to drag my feet any longer. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be going off. So I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you your verse of the day. Excuse me, got a little frog in my throat. And then I'll read our chapter. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, holy God, holy and mighty God, you are our everything. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. You have been around forever before time. And we are so grateful that you love us so much. You provide for us. You guide, direct us. You protect us. And Lord, we're thankful that we are considered adopted into your family, Lord. Thank you so much. Lord, we are most grateful for the gift of your son, Jesus, his birth and his life and his death. Lord, it's all for us. He came to this earth. He was born to die, basically. And we are grateful that he was obedient to you and did exactly what he was supposed to do. And because of that, we have the gift of salvation. It's nothing that we earned. We didn't do anything for it. We can't be good enough to ever get it. This is a gift from you, and we receive it thankfully. We're amazed that his sinless life was given for us. So thank you. Lord, we are thankful for everything you do for us, you provide for us, from the tiny little things to the big, big things. We are amazed. And sometimes things don't always go the way we think they're going to go, but they go according to the way you want them to go. And we always want to be in your will. We want to be guided and directed by the Holy Spirit to do the right things and to make good choices for our lives and to, again, be obedient to what you want us to do. We want to be in your will. Lord, I'm thankful for those out there who are listening and have joined us. I pray that you will grow this ministry in whatever way that you feel that you want to. Guide and direct Jeremiah and I in this coming new year in how you want us to continue with this. And Lord, I pray over those people that are out there who are listening. I don't know where they are. They could be anywhere in the world because this is the internet. They could be in, Africa for all I know. And if that's the case, I am grateful that they are able to be able to join us. If there's souls out there that need saving, you will find them and you will save them. So I put all my trust in you, always. Lord, I pray blessings over each one of us as we're going through this Christmas season, Lord. I pray that we will not lose focus of the reason why Jesus came and why he was born. And this is his celebration. And I pray that we stay focused on that. It's not about the lights. It's not about the ornaments. It's not about the presents. It's about Jesus. And I just want to say thank you. Bless each one of us as we finish out this week. And bless whatever it is that the people are out there are needing. Whether it's their finances, their health, relationships, whatever it might be, Lord. You know what it is. I don't, but you do. And so I pray for guidance and direction for each one of those people out there. Lord, we invite you into this time in your word. We pray you reveal yourself to us through your word. We find this so precious and so amazing. And so anoint this time and help us to understand what it is exactly that you want us to understand. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say. And keep us out of your way, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, today's Bible verse of the day is from Hebrews 13, verse 8. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Pretty cut and dry. Jesus doesn't change, ever. He came into this world. He lived his life according to the way God wanted him to live it. He has not changed. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, always. That's it. Very short, very sweet. I love it. And we need to keep that in mind. Okay, so today I did not have time to pre-read like I did yesterday. So, but we're reading about David. This is amazing to me. You know, David comes on the scene and Saul loves him. He wants him to be his harp player, and he puts him in charge of some of the troops. He gives his daughter to him, and now things are going to change. And so that's where we're at right now. All right, so again, episode 106.5, and today Saul tries to kill David. Saul now urged his servants and his son Jonathan to assassinate David. But Jonathan, because of his strong affection for David, told him what his father was planning. "Tomorrow morning," he warned him, "you must find a hiding place out in the fields. I'll ask my father to go out there with me, and I'll talk to him about you. Then I'll tell you everything I can find out." The next morning, Jonathan spoke with his father about David, saying many good things about him. "The king must not sin against his servant David," Jonathan said. "He's never done anything to harm you. He has always helped you in any way he could. Have you forgotten about the time he risked his life to kill the Philistine giant and how the Lord brought a great victory to all Israel as a result? You were certainly happy about it then. Why should you murder an innocent man like David? There is no reason for it at all." So Saul listened to Jonathan and vowed, "As surely as the Lord lives, David will not be killed." Ooh, I don't know. Afterward, Jonathan called David and told him what had happened. Then he brought David to Saul, and David served in the court as before. War broke out again after that, and David led his troops against the Philistines. He attacked them with such fury that they all ran away. But one day, when Saul was sitting at home with spear in hand, the tormenting spirit from the Lord suddenly came upon him again. As David played his harp, Saul hurled his spear at David, but David dodged out of the way, and leaving the spear stuck in the wall, he fled and escaped into the night. Michal saves David's life. Then Saul sent troops to watch David's house. They were told to kill David when he came out the next morning. But Michal David's wife warned him, "If you don't escape tonight, you will be dead by morning." So she helped him climb out through a window, and he fled and escaped. Then she took an idol and put it in his bed, covered it with blankets, and put a cushion of goat's hair at its head. When the troops came to arrest David, she told them he was sick and couldn't get out of bed. But Saul sent the troops back to get David. He ordered, "Bring him to me in his bed so I can kill him." But when they came to carry David out, they discovered that it was only an idol in the bed with a cushion of goat's hair at its head. "Why have you betrayed me like this and let my enemy escape?" Saul demanded of Michael. "I had to," Michael replied. "He threatened to kill me if I didn't help him." So David escaped and went to Ramah to see Samuel, and he told him all that Saul had done to him. Then Samuel took David with him to live at Naioth. I don't know. When the report reached Saul that David was at Naioth in Ramah, he sent troops to capture him. But when they arrived and saw Samuel leading a group of prophets who were prophesying, the Spirit of God came upon Saul's men, and they also began to prophesy. When Saul heard what had happened, he sent other troops, but they too prophesied. The same thing happened a third time. Finally, Saul himself went to Ramah and arrived at the great well in Sekou. "Where are Samuel and David?" he demanded. "They are at Naioth in Ramah," someone told him. But on the way to Naioth in Ramah, the Spirit of God came even upon Saul, and he too began to prophesy all the way to Naioth. He tore off his clothes and lay naked on the ground all day and all night, prophesying in the presence of Samuel. The people who were watching exclaimed, "What? Is even Saul a prophet?" Well, the plot thickens, doesn't it? All right. Well, I didn't highlight a lot. I just kind of highlighted a little bit. I started with 6, where Saul listens to Jonathan and vowed, "As surely as the Lord lives, David will not be killed," which we know he's lying. But on one day when Saul was sitting at home, this is in 9, with his spear in his hand, the tormenting spirit of the Lord suddenly came upon him again. And poor David's playing his harp. I don't know why he would be in the midst of that man. Personally, I wouldn't be, but he already tried to kill him once. Saul hurled his spear at David, but David dodged out of the way, and leaving the spear stuck in the wall, he fled and escaped into the night. And so then he goes to his house, and she wants to, you know, help him to escape, and so she puts the idol there and with the hair. And so David escapes and went to Ramah to see Samuel after, you know, the troops came to try to find him. And of course Michael says he threatened to kill me if I didn't help him. So, you know, she's protecting herself, obviously. So David escapes to see Samuel, and David tells Samuel everything that happened. And then, you know, the troops start prophesying, and then Saul shows up and he starts prophesying. And at the very end, it says, "What? Is even Saul a prophet?" So this is going to be interesting. We don't know what they're prophesying about because it's not written down, but God's got his hand all over this. If you can't see that, it's crazy. But I don't really have any kind of takeaway or anything. It just, you know, this is really just the history of what happened to David. And what's really cool is today I was reading in Isaiah, and it's the first time I was in chapter, I think it was 6, maybe. I think that was in 6, but it's the first time where Isaiah mentions Jesus, which is so incredibly cool. So, because Isaiah is a prophet. Anyway, I just think this is just so amazing to me. And it's just eye-opening. in my opinion. It's just eye-opening. And if anybody else feels this way, I would love to hear about it. You can always communicate via email, but that's later. I'll tell you how to do that. All right, well, speaking of Jesus, if you haven't given your life over to Jesus, if you have not made him Lord of your life, this is your moment. I will lead the prayer, and if you feel like God is calling you, which probably is, I would say the prayer and accept Jesus into your heart. It's not a magic prayer. It's not special. It's the prayer that God gave me to use on this podcast. And so it's not about me. It's about you. It's about your relationship with God and accepting Jesus as your Lord and Savior. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your son, Jesus, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations. Welcome into the holy family of Jesus Christ. You are brother or sister in Christ now. It's a celebration. Go celebrate. Mark it in your Bible for today that today is your day that you became a Christ follower. Tell the person who's been praying for you, because there's somebody out there who's been praying for you. We encourage you to get to a church, join the church, get involved, become a, you know, whatever, volunteer, join a ministry, join a Bible study, start a Bible study. So many things you can be using with your talents in the churches. I mean, it's endless, the laundry list of things that they do. So get involved. And we would love to hear from you. If you did become a follower of Christ, we would love to hear from you. You can email me, Lorraine, at leapoffaithpodcast.org, or Jeremiah at leapoffaithpodcast.org. You can leave a message on Instagram or Facebook. We're on YouTube. You can leave a comment if you feel comfortable doing that. But we love to hear from you. So that's it for today. As always, I am blessed to be able to do this. I don't know what time of day it is that you were listening to this, but morning, noon, night, have no idea. I'm just glad you're able to carve out a little bit of time out of your day in order to read God's word. So God bless you. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, hopefully with Jeremiah, if he's not too bogged down with work. So we'll see you tomorrow.